Okay, let's get into Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud, and we are on Tesla base. Yesterday we got into the Rosh Hashanah Gemaras of Rosh Hashanah. As we spoke about the Mishnah in the on the bottom of Chesma base, the four times that people are that the world is judged: Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, and Sukkot. And we spoke about the three books that are open, as we know, Tzadikim, Rishayim, and Beinonim, and so much to talk about in that context. And towards the end of the Daf, we spoke about the Ma'amar Chazal relating to Kiddush HaChodesh. And number one, we spoke about how we take Rosh Hashanah differently, and our attitude towards Rosh Hashanah is differently than the any of the other Umos HaOlam. We have confidence. We spoke about how do we have such confidence. We saw some of the Achronim in the Bina Le'itim. How do we have such confidence? We said, you know, when it comes to a Tzibur, that's what we are. And then Benoik Sheba Olam, the other Chazal, is other nations of the world, the judge sets the date of the court case. While here, Klal Yisrael sets the date. Hashem says to the Malachim, okay, is it time to go? Did the Jews call the court case yet? The prosecutors, the defenders, and if something changes and it's the next day, it goes to the next day. Originally, the Gemara says, Lisha Avar, the language of the Gemara was, which we said meant before Matan Torah, how is Rosh Chodesh determined? Basically by the physical, natural reality. But now it's been given over to the Bezdin, Elamo Adi Hashem, Achetikru Atem, Vechulu. So, relating to that more, about three lines to the bottom, here on Tesma base. The Gemara now brings six Mishalim. We could try to analyze what the difference between each of the six Mishalim are, but the six Mishalim relating to Kiddush HaChodesh. And each of these reflect that Hashem gave us the power to be able to decide when Rosh Chodesh is. So, Amar Rabbi Levi, Lamelech Shehayelo Urlagun is compared to a king that has an Urlagun. What's an Urlagun? Says the Karmat Eda, Kli Hamoresh Sha'os Hayom. A watch, a timepiece, some type of a Kli that lets you know what time it is. Kivan Sha'ama Beno Masrala. Once his son got old enough, he gave it to him. Somehow that's the mashal. So that relates time, because Kiddush HaChodesh is about time. So that one could be related. But now we expand. Like a king who has a shomera. Shomera is a hut in the fields that are there to watch over the vineyard. Right? You're able to have a good lookout. So a king has a lookout of the hut. Kivan she'amad b'no masrelo. And when the son gets old enough, he gives it to him. Again, what does Kiddush HaChodesh have to do with that? We guard the Yamim Tovim by having the control. Okay. Amar of Acha Lamelach Shailo Taba'as, a king that has a ring. Kivan Shama Beno Masralo. When his son gets old enough, he gives it. We have throughout Tanakh, giving over a ring symbolizes power and authority. Right, Achashverosh and Yosef and Paro. So each of these again have a different way of viewing this idea. Amar Chiya Barba, Lenagar Shailo Klei Nagus, a carpenter who has carpenter tools. Kivan Sha'amad Beno Masrlo, when his son gets old enough, he gives him the carpenter tools. Again, what exactly is the mashal? A tool in order to set the calendar, which is really a hechsher in order to fulfill the holidays. You have to know exactly which one. Amar Yisrael Ben Shailo Otros, a king that has Otros, that has warehouses. Kivan Sha'amad Beno Masrlo Lo. Right, that his son gets old enough, Masrum Lo. What are Otsaros? Says the Karbana Eda. Otsaros Geshamim. Like when you set the calendar based on, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, seasons and how are the fruit doing and how's the grain doing. Rabbanan Amri Lerofe. Shehailo Nartik Shal Refuos. Like a doctor who has a whole bag of medicines. Kivish Amad Beno, Masrum Lo. Right, and once his son gets old enough, he gives him the bag of medicines to be able to live life properly, medicines that the spiritual life, the Beis Din is relating to our spiritual life as much as our physical life, and therefore if they think that this is the appropriate, whether it's Kiddush HaChodesh, whether it's Yibur Hashanah, you know, they have that power. The relation between the physical and the spiritual striving and healing is reflected by a thought from Rav Kook. Rav Nariya quotes Rav Kook in one of the Svarim in Moadei HaRaya, where he says, you know, we say in Avinu Malkeinu, we say, HaChzireinu B'tshuva Shleima Lefanecha. The first one we say out loud as a Tzibur. Please return us in full repentance. HaChzireinu B'tshuva Shleima. And Rav Kook wondered, what's Tshuva Shleima? What about Tshuva? HaChzireinu B'tshuva. Right, what's HaChzireinu B'tshuva Shleima Lefanecha? So he says, you have to look at the next line. Shlach Refua Shleima. l'chol yamecha. What's refuah shalema? A complete refuah. So he explains that if somebody goes to the doctor and says, "My doctor, my back is killing me. My back is really hurting." The doctor examines me and says, "You know what? You need new sneakers." He's like, "No, no, my feet are fine. It's just that my back is killing me." He's like, "You need new sneakers." He's like, "No, no, doc, you don't understand. My feet are good. It's just my back." So if you have a doctor that only treats the symptom, then you're not going to have a complete refuah. Oh yeah, take Advil. Yeah, that's going to help. That's going to put a band-aid and a cover-up, but if you don't treat the disease, so then the sickness is not going to go away. You need a doctor that can see to the root. So that's refuah shleima. Refuah shleima means you have to go to the disease to order to then get out the symptom. So he says that's tshuva shleima. Sometimes, I don't know, we speak a lot of Lashon Hara. If we had more Avas Yisrael and respect for our fellow Jews, that's the root of the disease, so that memelo, the symptom, would be healed. So that's tshuva shleima and refuah shleima, the relationship between the spiritual and the physical refuos, but that's what's related here. Whether Rabbanan Kapir Kiddush HaChodesh, which is part of the Sanhedrin, helping out Klal Yisrael and setting up the calendar for the spiritual welfare, also is called refuah for the physical welfare as well. Okay, we'll talk more about Kiddush HaChodesh a little bit later when we get to the next Mishnah. Uber Rosh Hashanah Kabbay Olam over the fun of Kibbutz Maron. And what the Mishnah say that on Rosh Hashanah, right, one of the four times that we are judged, Rosh Hashanah, all human beings, you might even say animals, Koi Boi Olam, everyone who comes to the world, Koi Boi Olam, over in the front of Kibbutz Maron, go in front of him like sheep. So I guess it can't be talking about sheep, because sheep are just sheep. They say, so look, I'm talking about animals. I'm talking about people. Shenemar, Yosar Yachalibam, Hamavin, El Kol Ma'asehem. So what are B'nai Maron, says the Gemara, Rav Atu. The Gemara here has two deos, even though if you might remember, in the Bavli, there are three deos. What are B'nai Maron? So Rav Acha Amar Kahadein Dirin, like sheep, like those in the deer. A deer is the corral, or whatever it's called, with a sheep are, within the fence. Like that. So we're like sheep. We're like sheep in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kabbalah explains, just like sheep go through, as we spoke about a couple of days ago, Meiser Behema goes through a little hole in the fence in order to be counted. So too, one by one, Kadosh Baruch Hu judges us on Rosh Hashanah. See what he says? Ka'osan kvasam she'nichnusu la'aser v'yotzin b'pesach katan she'in shnayim yichon latzitz ke'achad. So that's one imagery. Kadein Thirin, like sheep going through a little hole in the fence. V'rabban and Amri, a similar kahada b'magnimin. Magnimin was a place that was very narrow, and you couldn't go two. You got to go one by one, like on a cliff maybe. So that's the Magnimin. My Taima, where does all this reflected that we go through each one? Hayotzer Yachalibam, Hamivin Al Kamaseim. Hashem created all of us, and He understands all of our actions. And on Rosh Hashanah, that's when He checks us out, and He does the Bedika. The Gemara in the Bavli in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches, remember, has three opinions about what B'nai Maron are. What are the three opinions? The Gemara says, number one, Targimo kibnei emrana, like sheep, right? That's like the similar one to this one. Rish Lakish Amar kima'alot Beit Charon, like the steps of Beit Charon, which also, it's single file, number two. And then the Gemara there has a third opinion, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel kechayalot shel Beit David. Like soldiers of David's army. Kechayalot shel Beit David, that's number three, Rashi says there. Ukibnei Maron, kibnei chayalot shel melech Maron. Lashon Maros. Maron is from the Lashon of authority. That, in the army, that you're told what to do. V'kachayimonim osam yosem zechar zeb etzeisam l'melchama. All reflect the idea that it's single file. That, we're all judged one by one. Hashem doesn't just give hashgacha klalis, but hashgacha pratis, I'll call echad ve'echad. All the Baalei Agada try to figure out exactly, is there a difference in terms of emphasis between each of these ideas of the sheep and cliff and army. If you look at the Maharal in the Chiddushi Agados here, so the Maharal notes it's the balance of singular and also being part of a group. Like an army, obviously every single member of the army has a singular job and a tafkid, right? That's what's mentioned by the going up single file. But on the other end also, if you look at sheep, you look at 100 sheep, they're all on the same team. They're all sheep, right? Every sheep has its own unique, but they're all on the same team. And especially Chaylot Shel Beit David, they're also on a team, but obviously they're a little different than the sheep are. Ki l'kol echad ve'echad b'yidi apratis, v'zeh ki kol adam hu olam echad, v'hari nivra adam yichidi. Like Gemara says in Sanhedrin, kol adam is a whole world, but also, if with the rest of the group. Rotz Omar says the Maharal, ki kifi ma sha'adam hu ba'olam, kach Hashem Yisbarach yodeh oso. V'ha'adam hu b'fnei atzmo, kol adam v'adam. V'imze, yesh lo seder v'chibur im shar b'nei adam. We stand alone and we stand together. V'kach Hashem Yisbarach yodeh oso kemo chayalot shal beit David. Sha'b'china b'kol echad v'echad b'fnei atzmo, lo kemo haroa, she'in bodeg rak kol atzom b'yachad. Different than the shepherd, who doesn't really care about each and every individual sheep or checks each one as much as, let's say, a general in the army would do. And there are other pshatim as well, but, just wanted to mention that. Okay, we continue. So, the Gemara quoted the pasuk that the Mishnah quoted. What does it mean that, how do you know that, what's the source that Hashem checks us, individually and globally? Hayotzer lach alibam, maybe it'll call masim. Amar Rabbi Levi, hayotzer yach alibam, Kfar Haven is called Ma'aseyam. He created us, even though he already knows all of our actions. Kfar Haven is called Ma'aseyam. Maybe that reflects that even though Hashem knows what we're going to do and how we're going to mess up, he still gives us the chance. Our Kfar Haven is called Ma'aseyam. Right? That's what the reflected, I think I mentioned this quickly, yesterday in the Rambam Raivin. The Rambam that discusses the issue of foreknowledge and free choice. Right, in Hilchos Shuva, how does Hashem know that what we're going to do and we still have the free choice to do it? That's what's reflected in this line. Hashem Yotzer Yachalibam, even though Kfar Haven is called Maaseyim. But the Rambam explains, yeah, we don't understand Hashem's Chachma. Hashem's Chachma, the Rambam says in Hilchos Shuva, hey. He says, Kfar Biarnu, Shekadosh Baruch Hu Einu Yodea B'deya Sheichutz Bimenu. Hashem's knowledge is not something separate from him. Like Hashem knows something and he could forget it and he was just learned that. No, his knowledge is not something separate from him. Kibnei Adam, Shehein Vidaitam Shnayim. Elohu Yizbarach Shemo Vidaito Echad. He and his knowledge is one. V'ein Daito Shel Adam Yecholola Hasig Davar Ze'al Borya. We don't understand this. We could say the words, right? I could say the words. Hashem's wisdom is not external from him. It's part of him. It's his essence. What does that mean? I don't know. But we could at least know what it's not. It's not like our knowledge. Just like we can't understand God's essence, Shenemar, even Moshe Rabbeinu, Kilo Yirani Adam Bachai, Kachin Koch Ba Adam Lasig Valimso Daito Shel Bore. We can't know the Das of Hashem. Hushanavi Amar Kilo Machshavosai Machshavosechem. Right? And that's why we can't know, how does Hashem know before we do? How does that happen? Aval no double o suffic, but we know that it's true. We don't understand it, but we know that it's true. Shemaisa adam biada adam, veina kadosh baruch hu moshcho, velo gozer alav, lo lasos kach, velo shelo lasos kach. And not only because this is a misora and we just take it from our previous generations. Ela barayos bruros midivrei achachma. But it's clear if you think about the world, says the Rambam. Right? He's alluding to philosophy here, exactly what the, why would Hashem create a world of robots? You know, however, he doesn't say exactly what he's referring to here. But, and that's why we have Tzchar V'Onesh, v'zeh ha'ikar, shekol divrei nevuah tluyim bo. Right? If the Navi says to us, do better, stop doing, what do you mean? If it's all nigzar from beforehand, what's the whole, what's the idea of tochacha? What's the idea of people trying to inspire us, right? If it's all nigzar. So the Raivin here gets upset at the Rambam. He said the Rambam didn't really give a clear answer to the question. So he shouldn't advance, ask the question, because a lot of people read the question, and they're bothered by the question, and they're going to go off the derech, because it's a great kasha, and you didn't give an answer. The Rambam obviously thinks that he gave an answer, that he gave an answer. And that is by saying that his wisdom is not like our wisdom. His wisdom, he and his wisdom are one. As whenever I mention this, I try to also mention, just add an element that Hashem is not on the timeline. It's not like Hashem knows beforehand, before we do it. There is no before for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no before. It's like watching a video from a game that happened yesterday, right? Does the guy have the Bechira Chafshis to make the shot? Yeah, he has the choice. But do I know whether he's going to make the shot? Yes, because I'm outside of the timeline. It's not before, during, and after. So Hashem is outside the timeline. We just can't understand. But we know we have free choice. We know we have free choice, and Hashem knows. So that's what's mentioned by Rebbe Levi here. He creates a tzas, even though Kfar Haven is called Maaseh. These dafim are chock full. Amar Rebbe Lazar. B'noeg Sheba Ola, Ma Noach Li Otzer Azeh. Generally, what's easier for a creator? La'asos be'akan kanim, to make 100 jugs, ola his takel behem, or to look at them and to tell you which jug is quality and which one is not. Lolis takel behem, isn't it easier to look and judge? So, meaning if Hashem creates us, then he obviously can look at us and tell us, you know, what we're gonna be like. Like the quality of the jug. So too, this is continuing the same theme. Amar of Brechya, Yotzran Rotze Shei Liban Yachid Elav. The Yotzer, the Creator, wants all of our hearts to Him. Right, that's the first half of the pasuk. Yotzer Yachad Liban. Yotzer Yachad Liban, the Pnei Moshe here says. Rotze Hu Bekach Shei Liban Yachid Elav. Hashem wants us to be all connected to Him. Ilulei Shegazer Chachmasi Yisborach, Litiena Bechira Labayolam. But He gave us free choice, so what He wants and what He allows and creates is different. We've got three Mamari Chazal, all reflecting the same idea, that Hashem knows, but we still have free choice. Amar Rabbi Avon, Mishu Yachid Bo Lamo Kfar Haven, is called Maseihem. Same idea as before. He who is the Yachid Bo Lamo, Hashem who was Yachid, right? The Mepharshim say, the first day of creation, there weren't even any angels. He was the Yachid Bo Lamo, He created everything, He understands everything beforehand. So that is all number three of our Mishnah. We spoke about Pesach and Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah. Now the last line of Sukkos. U'bechag nidonin alamayim. On Sukkos we're judged for rain and water. So Masnisa Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah reflects Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah which says that we know that Hashem judges us for rain. How do we know that Hashem judges us for rain? I'm sorry, for water. Because He told us to bring a carbon of water on Sukkos. So if He tells us to bring a carbon of water, that's a giveaway that we're judged for water. Hashem is giving us a chesed. Bring this carbon to me so that I will judge you favorably. And that's how we know from all the other ones too. Rabbi Akiva Amar Nisach HaMayim Devar Torah. Because Rabbi Akiva said Nisach HaMayim is a Din Daraisa. How do we know Nisach HaMayim? It doesn't say anywhere but Feirush in the Torah. So some say it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. But Rabbi Akiva says, no, you learned that from three extra letters in Parshas Pinchas. B'Sheini V'Niskehem B'Shi Shiyunas HaChecha B'Shvi K'Mishpatam Mem Yud Mem Mayim. So that's the din d'oraisa of the three extra letters. So you know it's d'oraisa. So that is how we are tipped off that we're judged for water. And that applies to the others too. Amra Torah, Haves, I read this a little bit from 2 days ago from the Bavli. Amra Torah, Haves Orim, Bikurim bePesach, Shatizbarach Lafanecha, Hatzvua. Bring from the new barley on Pesach, that's the carbon of Omer, so that your grain will get a bracha. That's how we know. How do we know that we're judged for grain on Pesach? Because Hashem says, give me a carbon of grain. Havachitim Bikurim Batzeres, bring me from the new wheat on Shavuos, Shizbarach Lafanecha, Beres Ilan. So, because that's a tip off that we're judged for fruit. Again, we spoke about in yesterday's daf, I think, or 2 days ago, I don't remember. What does wheat have to do with fruit? So Rashi has 2 days there in Rosh Hashanah. What is the connection between fruit and wheat? Maybe according to one day, wheat is considered fruit. According to one day in Maseches Brachos, the Eitz Hadas that Adam and Chava ate from was wheat. And we think of it as a fruit, but according to one of the days, it's chita. So that is, the other day is Te'ena, and Esrog in the Medrash. So that's the tip off. So Omer Miyata. So the fact that you know Nisach Hamayim B'chag, she's Baruch Lufanecha Hamayim. So all three, wheat and barley and water, the fact that we are commanded to bring a carbon for those items on those days, tip us off that Hashem is judging us on those days. So there's one more not mentioned here, and that's us, Rosh Hashanah. So what carbon do we bring on Rosh Hashanah to tip us off that we are judged? That's Akedah. That's why there's such a focus on the Akedah. That's what the Bavli says. The Bavli puts all four, right? Puts the fourth one. This is back on Tezayin on the bottom. Armalei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that shofar. Tikul Lefanei b'shofar shel Ayil kadei she'eskol lachem akedas Yisrael ben Avraham u'malei ni'aleichem ki lo akadtem asbachem lefanai. You bring you as a carbon, and that's a tip off that we're judged on Rosh Hashanah, just like the other three. The Aruch Laner on Daf Yud Zayin there notes that's an unusual lashon. Bring me a shofar shel Ayil so I remember the akedah. What do we call it? Akedas Yisrael. So what does the Gemara call it? Akedas Yitzchak ben Avraham. As if we need to know. You know, we don't know whose Yitzchak's father is. You know, what do we need? Yitzchak ben Avraham. So the Aruch Laner reflects that it's about the schus of the okade and the ne'ekad. Right? There's both. We've had Shi'urim, why it's considered Avraham's Nisayon and not Yitzchak's. So Chassam Sofer in one line says it's Yitzchak had one element of Adifus than Avraham. Avraham, he writes, is like Torah Shebach Dichsav. He heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak is like Torah Shebal Peh. He heard it from Avraham, who heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in a sense, that's more intense. But the Baruch Laner here says, Mashizker po ben Avraham, v'chilo yadano di Yitzchak ben Avraham, yishlo martine, bi'akeda hoya beiz zchuyos, sheheim tzidkas Avraham, ha'okeid, shekavash rachamav rachameya avalaben, v'tzidkas Yitzchak ha'ne'akad, shemaser nafsho l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'shneihem nizkarma de'ayel, shenechrav me Avraham, chomor, to remember both. But again, that's all four, including us. The carbon is brought, and that gives us a chuyos in the judgment. Continue. So we're saying Rosh Hashanah, we get a gzeira. What happens if we're in a good place on Rosh Hashanah? V'nigzulam shamim Reuben, Hashem decides we're going to have a lot of rain this year. U'besof chatu, and then towards the end of the year, we start sinning. So Hashem, you know, the Gemara sounds like Hashem can't change the gzeira. He already said rain. So lufachos me'ani efshar shekvar nigzul gzeira. He can't give us less rain because the gzeira already said. What does he do? Mefazron liyamim ulamid baros lunaros. He makes a rain in places that are useless for us. He makes a rain in the rivers and the desert. Kadesh lo tena haaretz mehen. Hashem has his ways to make us not get the rain that we need, even though there was a gzeira that we should get the rain. My taima. What's the source? Lahamtira la aretz loish midbar lo adambo. And what about the flip side? Hare shaloha yisrael kshirim Rosh Hashanah. What if we were not in a good state on Rosh Hashanah? V'nigzul en gashamim muatin. And we were only supposed to have a small amount of rain this year. B'sofasu tshuva, and towards the end of the year, we did tshuva. V'hosef aleini efshar shagan nigzar gzeira. Hashem can't change the gzeira. Makadosh Baruch Hu oseh lahen. What does he do? Morid din kedei aretz. He makes it rain in the most efficient places, right? Exactly where we need it. U'meishiv imam tzlal v'ruchas, and he uses the winds and the dew. Kedei shetei haneh haaretz mehem. So that we get the most hana. My time, what's the source of this? This is, the pasuk from, Tehillim, Tzlameha Rave, Nachis Gedudeha, Birvivim Timogagena, Tzimcha, Tivarech. Right? Hashem fills up the furrows and makes everything grow properly. That pasuk is quoted in Masechah Shabbos, if you remember as well. Good. The Bavli discusses, why can't Hashem just change the Gzeira? Right? If we did Tshuva. Right? Doesn't the Rambam say also, like, if a Navi says something bad is going to happen, and says something good is going to happen, don't think he's a Navi Sheker, because maybe Hashem, you know, something changed, because we did Tshuva. The other way, when it comes to a Tzibur, he can't. But, like, can Hashem change? So, the Gemara talks about, that element in the Bavli. Tziya gam chom yigzalu mimei sheleg sha'ol chatu, right? The pasuk from Eov. Tziya gam chom, tziya thirst, gam chom, heat, yigzalu mimei sheleg will be stolen from the days of winter, sha'ol chato, they have sinned. So some of the mafarshim say this relates to what we were just talking about, right? In the summer, we steal from the winter. What does that mean? Avono, sha'os yisrael b'kayetz, the sins that we do in the summer, gozal me'ami me'ashalek. During the winter, or the fall, when we read it had exera earlier in the year, that we're going to get a lot of rain, but sometimes in the summer, if we're not acting properly, that'll cause the rain to go to the deserts and the yam, and then we won't benefit from that rain. Period. Ksiv, Tamid Eini Hashem Lakech Abba, Mereshes Hashanah. Right, Hashem's eyes are always on us. So, Kahana Amar, Mereshes Ksiv. If you look in the Torah, there's no Aleph in the word Mereshes. It's Mereshes, could be read as Rush. Rush means poor. Barach Reshanah. So this is the opposite, right? The Pasuk from Eov reflected that if we had a great Gzera, then we can mess it up. This is the opposite. Madva labarosha. Sometimes it's poor at the beginning. We aren't acting properly. V'yavla achris tava b'seifa. But at the end, Hashem can make it good. Meaning the both ways, Hashem could work it out that even though the gzera was made on Rosh Hashanah, things could work out for our benefit or to our detriment, depending on where we're holding, what we're up to at the end of the year. Mishnah lachadalids. Now we get back into, what the next couple of prakim are about. And that is Kiddush HaChodesh. The mitzvah of setting up the calendar. So it's interesting that before the Mishnah tells us about how to the Bezdin's ability to sanctify the month. The first Mishnah here is about, once we know that it's sanctified, we want to send shlichim out so everybody knows about it. For some reason, that's the first Mishnah that we have here. The halacha is about the shlichim that are going out. Remember, there's a mitzvah daraisa for Beis Din to set the calendar. The Rambam assumes it's one mitzvah, Kiddush HaChodesh, Yibur HaShanah, to add on the, whenever every Rosh Chodesh is. Right, we know in on the Hebrew calendar, every month is either 29 or 30 days, because every rotation or orbit every month is 29 and a half, about, with all of the hours and the halakim. But you can't split a day in half. So it's either 29 days or 30 days. And Beis Din figures it out based on the shlichim, based on the shlichim. Bizman hazeh, as we know, we don't have shlichim. So what do we have today? We have what's called api cheshbon, right? Way back when, one of the Hillels made the calendar, and the Rambam says, that's a halacha Moshe Misinai. Halacha Moshe Misinai, the Rambam says, in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. The Rambam seems to have loved Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. He is so expansive and thorough, and it's unbelievable. The Rambam Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, about all of the natural orbits of the moon. But the Rambam says, here in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, that Bizman... This is Perkei Halacha Beis. Shebizman sheyesh Sanhedrin, when we have a Sanhedrin, Kovan al Re'iyah. When we have a Sanhedrin, we do Kiddush Api Re'iyah, to aid them seeing and going to the court. Ubizman sheyesh sham Sanhedrin, Kovan al Cheshbon zesh on a Machashrin bo ayom. Vein is kakin le Re'iyah. We don't use Re'iyah. The Rambam says all of that is Halacha Moshe Misinai. Good. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Al Shisha Chadash Mashluchin Yotzin. On 6 months, Beis Din, after they know which day is Rosh Chodesh, they send messengers out to tell everybody. Remember, earlier they used to light fires on different mountains so everybody could see, but then that stopped, that it was sabotage that, was going on with those, fires. So we had a different method. So we send Shlichim out. Al Anisan Rebnei HaPesach. Anisan, everybody knows exactly what the Pesach is. Al Av Rebnei HaTainis. On Tishba for the, on Av for the Tisha B'Av fast, and even though there are other fast days, as we know, Tisha B'Av is the most chamor. V'al Elul Mabnei Rosh Hashanah, Elul to know when Rosh Hashanah is going to be. And we assume the Karban Eid and others say, quoting from Rashi, most years Elul is 29 days, is chaser. So we don't have to worry. So once we know when Rosh Chodesh Elul is, we'll know when Rosh Hashanah is, even though it's possible that otherwise. But that's the roof. V'al Tishrei Mebnei Takanas Amoados. On Tishrei, we send out so that you know when, Yom Kippur and Sukkot. V'al Kislev Mebnei Chanukah. V'al Adar Mebnei Purim. So those six. Ukshev Hizamigdash Kayam. And when the Beis Hamikdash is standing, Yosin Afal Iyar Mebnei Pesach Katam. We also send out for Iyar for Pesach Sheni. The Turi Evan says here that the first line of the Mishnah is true. You always go out for six. When we have a Beis Hamikdash, you go out for Iyar and not for Av, because you're not fasting, he says, according to those we've shown him. You're not fasting for Tisha B'Av. And when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, you don't do Iyar and you do Av. So either way, it's always six, says the Turi Evan, here, the Shagas Aryeh on the Gemara. Says the Gemara, V'yetzu Aval Atzeres, what about Shavuos? Why don't you go out for Sivan? Why don't you go out for Sivan? So the Gemara says, Atzeres Chatuchahi, Shavuos is always set. Once you know when Pesach is, you know when Shavuos is. So you don't have to send one out for Sivan. Ashkechaz Amar, Pa'amim Chamisha, Pa'amim Shisha, Pa'amim Shiva. Sometimes Shavuos can be on the 5th, 6th, or 7th of Sivan. So it doesn't matter when Rosh Chodesh Sivan is. You still won't, doesn't make a difference. You won't know when Shavuos is. Once you know when Pesach is, right? Shleimim Chamisha. If both Nisan and Iyar are 30-day months, so then Shavuos is going to be on the 5th of Sivan. Kisidron, if it's 1 and 1, Shisha. Chaseirin, if they're both 29 days, Shiva. Then it'll be on the 7th of Sivan. But either way, there's no need to send out for Sivan because it doesn't make a difference, because that doesn't tell us when Shavuos is. Says the Gemara, Lo Kfar Yatsu Be'elul. Says the Gemara, why do you have to send out for Tishrei Mipnei Takanas HaMoados? Right? You already said that for Elul, so you know what Rosh Hashanah is. So the Gemara says, as we said, that's the Rov. But it's not Vadai. El begin moda this kadosh yarcha. They should know exactly when Tishrei was mekudesh, so that they know exactly when Sukkot is. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, I'm not Ariv Leilain to Azlan Amorin. I could be an Ariv. I could be a cosign. I could be a guarantor for those that go to Namorin, the less chad minhon mayis mi azal. I could be a guarantor that people who go to Kiddush HaChodesh and the shlichim, you know, they're protected. They have divine protection. Nobody's going to die. What's that based on? So the Pnei Moshe says, that's Psachim Daf Ches in the Bavli, Shluchei Mitzvah. Shluchei Mitzvah, so he says, you know, if they're doing Shluchei Mitzvah, they have special protection. Taman, over there in Bavel, Chashin Letzom Arab Etrein Yamin. Some were very firm, and they were a little nervous that the Shlichim didn't come, and Yom Kippur, and maybe Elul was 30 days, not 29 days like it mostly is, so they fasted 2 days Yom Kippur. Chashin Letzom Arab Etrein Yamin. Amar Lan Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said to them, Lama Tem Achnisim Atzmachem L'Mispach Hazeh. What are you putting yourself into such a suffix for? There's another girsa about sakana. Chazaka ishein bezin misaslinbo. Bezin is not lazy. What does that mean, bezin is not lazy? So 2 days. Either bezin is not lazy, if it would have been a 30-day month, they would have sent out shlichim and you would have heard about it by now. Maybe bezin is not lazy. Or bezin is not lazy, and if they think that, you know, that people might be messed up, they won't be ma'ab, and they'll make sure that they won't make it. They'll do their best to make sure that the month works out as it should be. As it should be. Avod Reb Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak Chash Al Garmei. It's an interesting lashon. The father of Reb Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak. Isn't that Reb Yitzchak? The father of Reb Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak. You know, so some say that this story is not going to say something great about him, so that's why it formulates it like this. Chash Al Garmei. He was choshesh that about this Yom Kippur. V'tzam Tre Yomin. So he fasted 2 days Yom Kippur. Ifzek Krucha V'damach. And something happened to his intestines and he died. Right, so it's not something that we should be doing. The Rama in Hilchos Yom Kippur, the Rama in Hilchos Yom Kippur quotes this minhag and says the Rama, the end of Hilchos Yom Kippur, Tafresh Chafei, Yesh Machmirim La'aso Shnei Yamim Yom Kippurim, V'Yesh Laze Atara V'Ein Linog B'Chum Razu, Mishum D'Yesh Lachash Yavol Yisakana. Don't do it. 2 days Yom Kippur is not for us. Good. Let's just start the next Mishnah. Mida Oraisa. Now we're getting back to the Edom coming in the first place. On Mida Oraisa, they can be Mechal Shabbos for any month. That's a special Drushas Chazal. For me to go to Yerushalayim to tell Bezdin that I saw the moon, I can be Mechal Shabbos. I can get into a car. But Mida Rabbanan Chazal knocked out 10 months. They said 10 months you can't be Mechal Shabbos. It's not important enough, so to speak. But 2 months, we still allow it. Al Nisan v'al Tishrei. Shebahen ha-shluchim yotzen l'Syria, because those are reflective. Those we send the shlichim out to all the places. We make sure. Ubahen ha-yim, always. Ubahen ha-yim esaknas ha-modos. That's the real reason. Right? Nisan and Tishrei have to do with the whole setting of the calendar for Sukkot and Pesach. So that's why those two, the Rabbanan, kept the Dinta Raisa in place. This was only post. This was only post-Mikdash. When we have a Beis HaMikdash, for any month, they kept the Din Daraisa because you want to bring the right carbon on Rosh Chodesh. So that's why they allowed a chilo for any of them. The Tanakhama says, whether you saw the moon clearly or not, you're Mechalel Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says, no, if it was so clear, you could assume that people in Yerushalayim also saw it, so they don't need you. So you can't go and be Mechal Shabbos if it was so clear, if there was no clouds in the sky. One time there were more than 40 pairs of Edim that were on their way, and Rabbi Kiva stopped them and said, "You don't have to go. You don't have to go. They don't need so much. Many went before you." Rabbi Gamliel sent them a message. Rabbi Akiva, thank you very much, but no thank you. If you stop them, then you know next time they're going to see the moon, they're going to say, oh, there's probably 100 other people that went, so I'm not going to go. Gamliel says, no. Let them go and make them a big party there so that they go the next time as well. Period. We'll have to stop here and we will continue.